psychology.
Today we're going to talk about shyness and discuss recent research on ways to help children learn to interact socially. Many people consider themselves shy. In fact, 40% of the people who took part in our survey said they were shy. That's 2 out of every 5 people. And there are studies to indicate that the tendency toward shyness may be inherited. But just because certain children are timid doesn't mean they are doomed to be shy forever. There are things parents, teachers, and the children themselves can do to overcome this tendency, and even to prevent it. One researcher found that if parents gently push their shy children to try new things, they can help these children become less afraid and less inhibited. Another way to help shy children is to train them in social skills. For example, there are special training groups where children are taught things like looking at other children while talking to them, talking about other people's interests, and even smiling. These groups have been very successful at giving shy children a place to feel safe and accepted, and at building up their self-esteem.
Number 46. What is the lecture mostly about? Number 47. What does the speaker say about shyness? Number 48. According to the speaker, which people are most likely to be shy? Number 49. According to the speaker, what should parents of shy children do? Number 50. What might the group sessions help shy children do?